Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of November the 2nd, 2019, the 4th of Heshvan, 5780. This week's message is entitled, Climate Disaster, and I'm reading from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 6 and verse 13. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. A few years ago, I was at a family gathering, chatting with a relative who recently had his first child. I don't remember how it came up, but he expressed great fear about his child's future due to the looming climate crisis. That was the first time I had encountered such emotion over what has since then turned into a frenzy. Let's hear this from 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg.
I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. And then I want you to act. I want you to act as if you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if the house was on fire, because it is.
My reaction to my relative's panic years ago was along the lines of, don't worry, it'll be okay. How ironic, I thought. My immediate family are the only believers in our whole clan on both sides. Everyone else is somewhere on the agnostic atheist spectrum. It wasn't that long ago that disaster predictions were the sole domain of religious folks. Remember images of prophetic wannabes waving placards blazoned with messages like, prepare to meet thy maker, or the world will end in 40 days? Back then, it was secular materialists shrugging off such gloom and doom in the name of scientific know-how and technological progress. No more. The roles are reversed. It's secularists who are predicting the end of the world as we know it, while many believers like me are calling for calm. But should we be calm? Climate disaster is not new to our planet, neither is it new to the scriptures. This week's Parsha records history's most destructive event, weather or otherwise, when God rebooted his creation through a flood that destroyed all air-breathing creatures except for Noah, his family, and the animals on the ark. This climate disaster reflects the biblical principle of the relationship between human behavior and the environment. Where I agree with the climate prophets is we can't treat our world any way we like and expect everything to always and forever be okay. Where we differ is that there is more to this, not less, than the burning of fossil fuels and greenhouse gases. While, as stewards of the planet, it's essential to keep watch over what we put into the air, the effects of our lifestyles are the results not of the cars and factories per se, but of the values behind how we live. Activists and some political leaders claim, if we would only adjust emissions, we may be able to avert climate disaster. But until we're willing to look seriously at what actually fuels, pun intended, our way of life, the coming disaster will not be averted. When will we take a serious look at the consumerism and greed that controls much of the world economy today? I'm not simply referring to billion-dollar corporations here. Big business cannot succeed without the everyday consumer. The rich can take great pride in their ability to purchase carbon offsets for their lavish lifestyles, while the poor bear the burden of oppressive taxation. All the while, the great polluting nations of the world continue to poison the atmosphere and water. The Western world won't get in the way of countries that have become manufacturing empires because we want their inexpensive goods. And that's just one piece of a most troubling puzzle. The current obsession over climate is a convenient distraction from the grave issues plaguing the planet. It's a lot easier to take off from work or school to attend a climate strike than it is to effectively address destructive forces such as family breakdown, identity confusion, pornography, and abortion. Perhaps changing climate will have disastrous effects on our planet, but it's the social climate that should concern us the most. Not only is it something that you and I can address right now, the benefits are world-changing. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.